Job chapter 37. Moreover, at this my heart trembles, and it is unsettled. Listen diligently to the raging of his voice, and the rumbling which proceeds from his mouth. He directs it under all the heavens, and his light extends to the extremities of the earth. After it the sound roars. He causes thunder with his majestic sound, and no one can trace these things when his voice is heard. God thunders with his voice wondrously, performing great deeds which we do not know about. For to the snow, he says, be on the earth, and similarly to the showery rain and to his strong heavy downpours. He puts an end to the work of every man, so that all men may know of his workmanship. Then the wild animal comes to its lair and dwells in its den. From the south comes the whirlwind, and from the north comes the cold. From God's breath he makes ice, and the expanse of water is changed to solid. Also with moisture he gives the thick cloud a payload, but his sunlight dissipates a dense haze. Each turns round and round according to his direction for them to act. They do everything he commands them on the face of the inhabited regions on earth. He brings it about, whether as chastisement, or for his land, or as mercy. Hearken to this, Job. Stand still and contemplate God's wonders. Do you know how God directs them or causes his lightning to flash? Do you know about the technicalities of the cloud, or the wondrous works of the Omniscient One? Or how it is that your clothing is warm when he quietens the land with wind from the south? Can you stretch out the skies with him, firmly, like a cast mirror? Teach us what we should say to him, for we cannot marshal our arguments, because we are in darkness. Does it need to be reported to him when I speak? If a man speaks perniciously, will it not follow that he will be swallowed up? And now men do not see the light. It is bright in the upper sky when the wind has passed through and cleaned it. Golden light comes from the north. Upon God is awesome splendor. We cannot find the Almighty. He is great in power and justice and abundant in righteousness. He does not afflict. Therefore men fear him. None of the wise in heart can see him.